Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
We're told that illegal dumping has increased during the lockdown, the pandemic. And Eric Keegan contacts us now. It was a few weeks ago. Eric, what did you see being dumped, and you confronted somebody?
Hey, Joe. I came across a guy there a few years ago now.
Okay.
He was dumping mattresses and stuff like that. And it was in my own locality, like, so I just kind of lost the rag with him a little bit, and I made him put all his rubbish back into the car and on his merry way again then.
And he did.
He did. Well, sure, look, there's another video floating around there now, one down in Longford. And you see, when your man confronted them, they kind of obliged him and put it back in.
Okay, like, we'll try and get the audio of that, because I think that's within the last day. But you're saying you believe dumping has got worse due to the lockdown. People clearing out houses, just dumping. You found a big bag of used nappies a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. And there was a lot more with it as well. Just basically cleaning out their houses. Everyone was sitting at home, I suppose, and they had nowhere else to put their stuff. And it was handy just to drive down the road and throw it into a drain or something like that.
Okay, so this we can obviously only do the audio of this Facebook post, but this is somebody, can you talk us through, this is somebody confronting a dumper.
They're confronting all I can see in it, I think, is two females in a van, a transit van.
Right.
And he kind of confronts them, and, well, I don't think it's the first time dumping. He makes them reverse back down a little boring again, down to where they actually have the, what is it, it's kind of like a washing machine or maybe a freezer and a mattress and stuff like that.
Okay, let's look at, you can stay on the line there, and you can, let's look at the recording.
Hey, put them back in. Whatever you've dumped, get back in. I'm ringing the guards. I'm ringing the fucking guards on you. You're here fucking dumping the whole time, you shower a cunt. The whole fucking lot of you. This isn't finished. I've fucking a camera in there. I'm fucking videoing you. I'm ringing the guards. Get fucking back in.
So they're reversing now up
the
bar in.
Teeth of this.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of reversing in it now.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of reversing, yeah. It's a silver transit, is it? I can't.
It is, yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't have the video here in front of me. Can I see the video? Anyone could send it down to me? So that was him. That's, and they did reverse down, and they
did start cleaning it up.
Yeah.
No, he did say his partner was a guard.
So did he say that on stage? Okay.
That's kind of coming in near the end of it. It takes him about 5 minutes to reverse down to the end of it. It's
wow.
About a 5 minute clip.
Well, apparently it happened near Cool Cahog Bog, Cool Cabog in Longford. Well, fair play to him. He was a good citizen.
It's not the first time down, and he probably had enough of it. Like, if he has land down there and stuff like that, sure. It's sickening to go down to your own spot there and see it destroyed and rubbish.
Yeah, Killock Bog, it's called.
He's telling them they're coming out from Longford town themselves to dump the rubbish, like, out in his bog or whatever like that.
Okay. Well, that's, as you say, dumping has increased during the pandemic. Let me go. You mentioned washing machines. What about an explosion? Well done, Eric. Stay vigilant.